and as people in your neighborhood. And right now I'm joined by Abby Edwardson from Rollins Library. And good morning, Abby. How are you?
Good. Good morning, William. How about you? How are you?
I am great. So there's probably a lot of stuff going on at the library right now, especially with the summer camp.
Yep, we do. We have summer reading camp. And coming up this next week, we're going to have fourth and fifth grade. It's just for Monday through Thursday at 1 p.m. And you can sign up at cityofpeer.org. Or you can just stop by, even if you don't sign up. We would love to see you. So fourth and fifth grade, 1 o'clock next week. And then tomorrow we're having a houseplant swap. We've never done this before, so we'll see how it goes. But you can bring in a plant that you no longer like or sure how to take care of, or a cutting of a plant, and then you can swap it with somebody else. That's tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
So about the reading camps, I do have a question. I noticed on the schedule, so once you do the higher grades, does it go back to the lower grades again? Then it's basically just like a cycle.
Right. It's session one and session two. So then if you couldn't come in June, you could come in July. So it does repeat again. And then the teens are in August. Or if you wanted your kids to come twice, you can do that too. So you'll see that it starts over with the younger grades here again in July.
Okay. Because so. I just wondered about that.
Yep. Yep. And all of our programs are free. And Joanne, our children's librarian, she has done a really good job of ordering a bunch of new and exciting books to keep kids engaged in reading over the summer. So we have a lot of reading material. And even if you can't get your kids to summer reading, you can still participate by reading and doing the reading log and getting prizes that way. So there's two ways you could do the summer reading. You can find the reading log at our front desk. You can find it on our website, on Facebook. It's everywhere that you can get that log. And then your kids can still get prizes even if they don't come. So summer reading is great, and we're just trying to prevent that summer slump that happens between summer and the fall, trying to keep everyone reading all summer.
Yeah, it's been a while, but I remember what it was like being in school for summer.
Yep. Yep. They say that 20 minutes of reading a day is the ticket for your child. And we have plenty of reading material either online or in the library, but lots of options. If you have a struggling reader, we do have some books for those. You could come in and talk to Joanne. She'd be happy to help you find some material. But reading's really good for your child, and we're trying to encourage that when school is out here over the summer. And then we do have some things for the adults, too. On July 1st, we're going to have an author talk with the book Little and Often, the author Trent Presler. So this is a special deal. This is through the Humanities Council, and they put out a grant, and then you apply for it. And one of the book clubs in Pierre actually went and did the grant on behalf of the library so that we could get them to come this year. This will be the third year that they come, and he's going to have an author talk and an author signing, and you can buy his book. And the One Book South Dakota, they always have a connection to South Dakota. So if you're new to South Dakota and want to learn a little bit more about South Dakota, or if you've been here your whole life, you can meet a South Dakota author Monday, July 1st at 12 p.m. So, and then we are going to be closed for July 4th and July 5th, but we have plenty of time. You can pop in there and get items for your kids or family. We're open till 8 Monday through Thursday, and then we're open until 5 on Friday and Saturday, and then open Sunday afternoons as well, 12 to 5. So
what about the crochet club? Is that still going on?
Yep, the crochet club is doing great. So the crochet club, you can pop in. You could be a very experienced crocheter, or you could just be learning, but that's on Tuesdays at 12 o'clock. They are not meeting the week of the 4th of July. But we have the supplies to get you going and get you started. There are people there that do know how to crochet that can offer tips and tricks if that's something you're interested in. We have little kids all the way to very elderly people that come in every age in between. So it's something that is open to all walks of life.
Okay, well, sounds great. Yep. So once again, people can check the schedule at the Rollins Library by going to the website. And what is that?
RollinsLibrary.org. You can also follow us on our Facebook page. And if you do not have a library card, it is very easy to get one. Just bring in proof of residency, which could be your utility bill, insurance card, bank statement, pay stub, anything very easy that shows where you're residing in Pierre and your legal photo ID, and we can get you a card.
Absolutely. It is easy because I finally got mine a couple months ago.
Yep. Nothing to it.
It probably wasn't even 5 minutes, barely. I was 5 minutes getting it.
Nope. Easy peasy. And then that unlocks so many more resources for you and your family having that card. And thanks to the governments in this area, we can get free cards for Stanley County, Hughes County, the City of Pierre, and City of Fort Pierre. So basically, anybody in this area can get a card for free.
Oh, so that is still going on then?
Yep.
That's great then.
Yep, it's wonderful. So thank you to those commissioners that make that funding happen so that everyone can get a card for free.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for coming in this morning, Abby. It was good to talk to you again.
Have a very happy 4th of July if I don't see you before then.
Okay, and have a good weekend.
Same to you.